one of those very tough passages, because it basically says you need to be ready to sell everything, every possession you have here on earth, to follow Jesus Christ. It doesn't say, now Jesus said to the man that was standing there that he had to go out and sell everything. It doesn't tell us that we have to go out and sell everything. It says we need to be ready to do that. In other words, put nothing before God. Put nothing before God. Put nothing before God. And trust everything to God. Your children, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, your spouse, those that have come before, those that will come after. And trust them into God. Then you don't need to worry about it anymore. Or that God will take care of them. Maybe not the way you think that they should be taken care of, but God will take care of them. Sell all your possessions. Sell all those wonderful things that you love. I have a few things that I've had to examine myself over the years. If I'm going to preach this sermon, would I really do? So I can be honest, you know. That pocket watch would be difficult. The afghan would be difficult. But there are two other things that would be just almost impossible for me. One of them is my grandfather's gentleman's chest that was made for him specifically in China because he did business with the Chinese. He was president of St. Joe Lead Mining, and they made that specifically and hand-carved it specifically for him. It's a magnificent piece just to look at. But for me, it's where my grandpa sat every night after dinner and would do the books. And if I was there, I could sit down next to him. I had a little chair that I sat down next to him, and I could talk to him. We had some of the best talks. The other thing that I would be very hard-pressed to give up is my grandmother's writing desk. It's much simpler in design, but it's designed with a pull-out desk. So when you look at it, it just looks like a table. But then it has a pull-out desk. It even has a little place for your inkwell and cubby holes in the back for your envelopes and stationery. The reason I don't want to give it up is because I remember my grandmother sitting there every morning after breakfast to write her correspondence. To write to her, remember writing letters? Does anybody remember this? Writing letters to her friends and invitations to events and thank you notes to people who had given her something. And when she would be writing, if I were there, she would have me come up and sit next to her. And I would write a letter. Now, in the early days, that consisted of squiggles and squabbles. It didn't say anything. I knew what it said. I could read it out loud, but nobody else knew what it said. But in later years, I found myself writing my grandparents and thanking them for letting me stay with them and be with them and write on Grandma's desk. Those are precious items. If I had to give up everything else, do it. Take it now. There are things that I love, but take them all. But would I give those up? I have come to the decision that I would. Not easily and not without tears. But I do it. I do it because the truth is, what's special about those items is the memories. It's not the items. It's not the hand-carved edges of the Chinese desk, and it's not the flat surface with the little inkwell of my grandmother's writing desk. It's them. And they're always with me. In spirit, they're always here. And one day we will be reunited. Jesus says, don't let anything on this earth be more important than me. And for some folks, this is a very difficult thing. Because there are many folks who have jewelry, land, houses, cars, boats. I don't know what else, throw out something else, that they would never want to give out. They would never want to give up. And they believe with all their heart that God would never ask them to give it up. And in most cases, I think that's probably right. But I think in some cases, God does ask us to give up very important things we think are important so that God can give us something even more special, even more important. During World War II, my mom started out World War II by working in a shoe store. But she was asked, because she was very good with figures, very good at bookkeeping, like our Verna is, she was asked to come and help at the Air Force Base in Little Rock and to keep a log of equipment, of flyers, of everything. Now, she was making big money at the shoe store. I mean, you know, at that time, it was really very, very good money. It was a very nice ladies' shoe store. And she was asked to give that up and to make about half of what she was making at the base. But she was told, and she knew, that the rewards for serving would be so much better. It was not easy. Boys were killed while they were trying to learn how to fly. And these were young men that she'd gotten close to. They'd come in every day to get their equipment from her, and they'd talk, and they'd talk about family, and they'd talk about their lives and where they came from. But it was rewarding. As she used to tell it, there were several nights that water and bread were the only thing I had to eat. But my heart was so full of God's love for these veterans, these serving men and women, that I didn't care. Think for a moment. What is your most prized possession? Your children and your grandchildren are not possessions, they're people. Your most prized possession. Your farm, your house, your car, your phone. There are some people that would say their phones are the most important thing they have. What is that thing? You will not inherit that thing at the end of your life. You will inherit eternal life. So loosen your grip a little bit here. Because someday you're going to have to let go. Let us pray. Almighty God, help us let go of the things that matter so much to us here on earth. These earthly clothes or shoes or tractors or equipment. Let us be willing to let go of any and all of those in order to be closer to you. And let us be very grateful for those gifts that come from you. When we think we are suffering, Lord, let us re-examine ourselves. For we do not know what suffering in a physical manner is. Be with us, Lord. Strengthen our will to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our hymn of invitation is All Creatures of Our God and King, and the truth is that we are creatures. Hi, creatures. We're all creatures. In fact, in the creation story, when the narration is talking about God creating the creatures, like the snakes and the alligators and the bears and the lions, he also was creating the creature called human. So as we stand to sing, creatures, let us stand in joy, in gratitude, and sing joyfully for our Lord.